Murray Olds joins me, as he does this time every week, for the weekly wrap, where we just like to put a pin in the week's news, let you get over it and move on with your lives for the weekend.
I'm still trying to get my head around what happened late yesterday and into the evening
How
in federal parliament.
Amazing was that.
First time in over half a century that it's happened. A government with a majority of one exposed and basically humiliated on the floor of the parliament. Three ministers weren't there. Now, Malcolm Turnbull has a majority, nick of one, in the lower house. Three ministers weren't there. Peter Dutton.
Peter Dutton was doing an interview on radio for Triple J's Hack.
Christian Porter was out doing something else. And Michael Keenan, the Justice Minister, was in the air. He was flying down to Melbourne, flying home because the Parliament was supposed to adjourn. They jumped the gun. The Parliament had not been formally adjourned. Labor just kept going. They must have been doing the numbers on the floor. They've looked up and thought, hang on.
We've got it.
We've got these numbers here. And so they refused to allow the Speaker to adjourn the House, formally adjourn the House. Business continued. So there were three procedural votes. They didn't amount to much. I mean, it was simply the humiliation inflicted on the government.
It sets a tone.
Oh, my word. And Anthony Albanese this morning, he's made a very, very good point on the Today Show on Nine, basically saying, listen, in a minority situation, Labor under Julia Gillard had 3 years of this, and this never happened to us because we were disciplined, we were tight as a drum. He said 3 days in, and these blokes have and these women have just blown up on their face. He said, if you can't run your own party in the parliament, how the hell can you run the country?
Look, if Porter's who I'm thinking of, he just ducked outside to stretch his legs and not taken his mobile phone with him.
Is that what happened?
That's what happened. So no one could let him know that he had to race back. Now, that is just...
But surely you hear the
bells. You've got to be in contact all the time.
What do you do? And that's exactly what the new parliament's going to be all about. And as you and I were just discussing off air, I mean, how long will Malcolm Turnbull be bothered? How long does he want to deal with the buffheads in his own party? Never mind with a one-seat majority.
Now, has he made a statement about this yet?
Not that I've heard.
Because when he does, it's going to be amazing.
Bespoke tailors all over Canberra will be called in to adjust trousers because there'll be backsides getting kicked uphill and down Dale down there. It was a real wake-up call. Like, maybe Bill Shorten said 52 years since this has happened, and you have to go back to almost a federation. I mean, this is how rare this is, that a government gets stung in this way. There was talk that maybe Labor could have got a banking royal commission up. As I say, the three votes that the government lost were only procedural, as it was stalling and waiting for the numbers to get back. And so that's what happened. But embarrassment, major embarrassment, the first week of the 45th Parliament and the government with egg all over its face.
I think it sets a bit of a tone, as I said, but it also flows back to what you and I spoke about just after the election, that Labor, something about that last election cycle got Bill Shorten back on point, and he is in there to be an effective opposition, not just to spoil, not just to muck around, not just to be rude on the other side of the table, but to actually get stuff done.
Well, that's right, or to actually frustrate, you know, and to play the politics of this. You know, all that fine talk about, you know, for the greater good, for the good Commonwealth, you know, our collective endeavours shall be, you know, united to lift the country, lift the tone of political debate. Nonsense. This is an absolute bloody street fight, bare-knuckle street fight. And you know what? I was only saying to my bride last night, don't be surprised if there's an early election. I mean, honestly, you just can't see Malcolm Turnbull having the stomach to, I'm not saying he hasn't got the ticket for the fight. He's just going to be bored still. I'm not interested. Throw his hands up and walk away.
Look, I would not say, I don't condone gambling, but I might have 10 bucks on the idea that we will have two elections.
It just seems to be a very, very fraught position down there. And, you know, at the end of it all, we haven't got the money. We haven't got the budget is in a dire predicament, and they do need to make spending cuts. They do need to push through savings measures. Labor, you know, Bill Shorten said, I've proposed $8 billion in savings measures, not $1 of which the government will remotely support.
No.
And Bill Shorten supported a swag of the government things that they now want to push through in this omnibus bill. He supported those measures in the election. Now he says, but hang on a second, we want to see the fine print, da-da-da-da-da.
Well, in fairness to Bill Shorten, they have already seen that some of the numbers were incorrect.
Yeah, $107 black hole in Scott Morrison's, you know, his bagged treasury. So it's game on in a very, very significant way.
Now, what else we got this week?
Look, there's a very, very extraordinary story that's just developing down in Melbourne. Early this morning, about a 45-minute police chase had a swag of different police vehicles involved, the police helicopter and so on. They were chasing a car full of young fellows who were wanted over a string of burglaries at industrial estates, like commercial premises. And they've on the Tullamarine Freeway out near the airport. The car's been pulled over. These kids have jumped out, young fellas, not sure what the age is now. They've gone running across some paddocks into an industrial estate. Police have gone round there. Two stolen vehicles comes roaring out of one of these factories. At one point, a police sergeant's pinned against the wall by one of these cars. He's pulled his gun out, bang, 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 four shots, and there's a guy dead in that car. So there was an earlier shooting in a different part of Melbourne. Maybe that's related.
Whoa.
So it's real cops and robbers stuff, and it's kind of like a movie, but it's for real. It's played out in the early hours of this morning around 1:30, 2:00.
That's quite remarkable. You don't hear a lot of that happening, certainly around Melbourne and Sydney, not to that level.
I mean, not that, at that level,
not
correct.
Not that level at all.
And often, sadly, tragically for their families and the like, it's bad guys against bad guys. Here we go, the police pursuing this, and this police sergeant, as I say, there were two police injured, not sure of the extent of those injuries. You've got a bunch of other guys in custody and one young fellow dead. So very interesting indeed. Oh, and the Sydney Swans, I know we've got a lot of listeners who do enjoy the AFL. Well done, the Sydney Swans, minor premiers, five players named as All-Australians.
That is great.
It's terrific. I think there were three Geelong players, certainly three from the Hawks, but five from Sydney.
Good on them. Congrats to everyone like that. Murray, thank you very much, mate.
Good on, Nick.